Chair Marianne, thank you, Mr. Chair Tosi. Thank you very much, and I'm very pleased to provide some remarks on behalf of the COP25 presidency. I would like to start by recognizing your leadership during these three challenging weeks. Of course, any progress during an SB session is due to parties and their ability to identify areas of common understanding. However, I think it's fair to say that the clarity that you have provided on how to make the most of this session has really made a difference to facilitate our collective work. I would also like to recognize the work of the Secretariat, which we can testify has left no stone unturned to make sure that this session is a success. I would like to convey our appreciation to Mrs. Patricia Espinosa, and through her, to all the members of the Secretariat for their efforts. This virtual session is the first time that we meet officially or informally, but in a session since Madrid. 18 months have passed with a climate crisis that has continued unfolding in front of our eyes. The concentration of GHG gases have not stopped growing, as the global average is now 416 parts per million. The COVID-19 pandemic and the economic crisis associated has led to a situation even more pressing, especially for developing countries. However, here we are, after 3 weeks of productive discussions. Let me say that as presidency of COP25, we feel encouraged to see the commitment of parties to engage in substantive discussions in these challenging circumstances. This includes the difficulties associated with connectivity, different time zones, and disruption of their regular work. The unusual timings of meetings, and in some cases, quarantine measures in some countries, also meant that very often delegates had to participate from homes. I think it is only fair to recognize this effort and also acknowledge and thank the support of the families of delegates that have been supporting the delegates in order to comply with their participation. This resilience of parties is remarkable. However, it is also important to be unequivocal in the fact that all of us, parties, the Secretariat, presiding officers, observers, we all realize that we must go back to in-person meetings as soon as conditions allow it. By adapting to the current circumstances, you, parties, have shown clearly that we have no time to lose. These 3 weeks are a testimony of this. Following the leadership and guidance from the SB chairs, and with the support of the Secretariat, we have been able to cover a lot of ground in crucial items of our agenda. The progress will have different formulations depending on the issue, and that is normal. The nature of the items differs case by case, and our call as presidency is to take every opportunity to advance our conversations and move closer to agreements. The climate crisis is upon us, and we must accelerate our work, building on the good exchanges we have developed these 3 weeks. The second half of this year will be very busy, and we will continue making consultations with parties in a joint effort with the United Kingdom as incoming presidency. Only a few days from now, we will continue monthly meetings at the heads of delegation level, and we will continue developing spaces for parties to interact across issues. We are very encouraged to hear from parties that more work is needed before Glasgow in technical issues, as well as the recognition of the importance of political guidance from ministers and heads of government and state as we get closer to COP26. We would like to commend the UK for their leadership also as host of the incoming COP. President-designate Alok Sharma has set clear priorities as an invitation to be ambitious in mitigation, adaptation, and also in means of implementation, and keep the 1.5 degree goal within reach. Science is providing consistent evidence that we are still off track in our efforts. Climate action is therefore urgently needed, and the UNFCCC process is a primary space to agree on a common pathway. This is why it is so important that all legitimate divergences among parties can be resolved through open and transparent negotiations with a practical sense to identify solutions. The success in Glasgow is the success of all of us, both parties and observers. But in order to be successful in Glasgow, we must build our way through the subsidiary bodies. From this perspective, the informal notes developed by the SB chair, and the SB chairs have been providing extensive details about the outcomes of our work, developed with the help of their co-facilitators, are very important tools that parties can now take home and revisit when we are able to meet again, in the understanding that they have no legal status and would not be considered as final in any way. Hopefully, they will provide a strong foothold to move our conversations forward in an efficient and timely manner. Finally, on behalf of the COP25 presidency, I would like to reiterate our sincere appreciation to the engagement of parties and observers and your commitment to continue working during these challenging times. Although I am convinced that good progress has been made these 3 weeks, COP26 is only a few months away, and we will need to double our efforts to achieve a successful outcome. From our part, we remain optimistic from the good exchanges in this SB session, as we are determined to continue doing our utmost to contribute to our collective success. Thank you very much. Chairs, and back to you.